Hello again. Tonight, a full moon will appear, marking the arrival of Passover. Hence, this moon is referred to as the Passover moon. It is given this name because the fullness of this moon determines the dates for the Jewish Passover, which in turn fixes the dates for the Christian Triduum of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. And of course, this leads into Easter Sunday. Perhaps you learned as a child that Easter is determined by the calculation of the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox. This formula is derived from the lunar calendar, through which our Jewish elder brothers and sisters determine their own Seder festivities of Passover. Now, it's important to note that Passover in Hebrew, Pesach, is the major Jewish holiday which celebrates the biblical story of the Israelites' escape from slavery in Egypt. Pesach starts on the 15th day of the Hebrew month of Nisan, which is considered the first month of the Hebrew year. The Hebrew day starts and ends at sunset, so the holiday starts at sunset the day before. For example, this year, 15 Nisan coincides with Thursday, April 6. Therefore, Pesach starts at sundown on Wednesday, April 5, just as the full moon is rising. A brief review of the origins of the Passover would be helpful. According to the book of Exodus, God commanded Moses to tell the Israelites to mark a lamb's blood above their doors in order that the angel of death would pass over them. That is, that they would not be touched by the 10th plague, death of the firstborn. After the death of the firstborn, Pharaoh ordered the Israelites to leave, taking whatever they want, and asked Moses to bless them in the name of the Lord. This passage goes on to state that the Passover sacrifice recalls the time when God passed over the houses of the Israelites in Egypt. This story is recounted at the Passover meal during the first two evenings of Passover by reading the Haggadah. For believing Jews, the Haggadah is a standardized ritual account of the Exodus story, fulfillment of the command, quote, "And thou shalt tell Higadatha, thy son, in that day, saying, it is because of that which the Lord did for me when I came forth out of Egypt," unquote. Nowadays, in addition to the biblical prohibition of owning leavened foods for the duration of the holiday, the Passover Seder, at which the Haggadah is read aloud, is one of the most widely observed rituals in Judaism. Have you ever been to a Jewish Seder? I participated in several and found each one profoundly moving and joyful. Last week, a group of 8 Holy Trinity parishioners participated in a Seder sponsored by the Washington Hebrew Congregation. I understand that it was an inspiring interfaith gathering of Passover. Some years ago, I read a book by the late John Donne, a Holy Cross Father and University Notre Dame professor. In the book, Father Donne spoke about the various changes and transitions in our lives as forms of passing over. He thereby invited the reader to consider how the births and deaths of our lives are ways by which we pass over. In this way, he suggested that these passing overs are forms of Passovers. And so, folks, every time we gather for Mass, we are reenacting the last Passover which Jesus had with his disciples. And by this sacred event, Jesus prepared them, and his Spirit readies us for the passing overs of life's changes. What's more, through our liturgical prayers of the Eucharist, we remember the passing overs of our lives. Coincidentally, as I was writing this homily, I was interrupted by a passing over event. You see, the veterinarian who I asked to diagnose and cure my cat, called me. Perhaps some of you saw me with this small, white and black cat, whom I named Sinatra. During the phone call, in a gentle and empathic voice, the veterinarian informed me that Sinatra had an incurable stomach crisis, and so she recommended that he be euthanized. I was quite shocked and began to choke up. Within the hour, I went to the vet's office to say farewell to Sinatra. There with the vet and his assistants, I touched my cat and said goodbye as he passed over. I was surprised how emotional I felt in losing this pet. Perhaps you have had similar experiences when your pet died and passed over in a certain way. Back in the summer of 2018, I remember it as I was touching him, I had obtained Sinatra from the city with the explicit purpose of reducing the population of rodents around the parish's campus. Sinatra certainly did his share of wiping out some of these rodents. But over time, we began to bond. He was no longer feral, but more and more tame. This was especially true during the COVID crisis, when our human sense of touching human beings became restricted. This was not the case with animals. And so twice a day, as I fed Sinatra, I petted him. And as I did so, I had the sense that he was knowing that he was doing me the favor. And actually, he was. And so, friends, this year, as I prepare for the festivities of Passover and the Easter Triduum, I will look up at the moon and think of and thank God for the cat whose life and passing over will make this year's Passover and the subsequent Easter Triduum much more meaningful and indeed sacred.